Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Spiritual Activator by Oliver Nino. Sophie, I gotta ask, when you first picked this up, did you feel like it was describing you a little too accurately?
Oh, totally. Hi there, Sam. Oliver Nino's Spiritual Activator basically calls out the way most of us practice faith. We pray, we go through the motions, but deep down we feel like passengers in our own lives. And he says that's not what spirituality is supposed to be.
Right? He says we've been taught to pray for change, but not to command it. That line hit me hard. We ask for blessings, but never release them.
Exactly. And the core idea is that every person is born with a spiritual activation code. It's not earned. It's your birthright. But it stays dormant under layers of fear, trauma, and religious conditioning.
So what does activation actually look like? I mean, it's not just saying affirmations, right?
No, it starts with a total identity shift. You are not your body, your job, your bank account, and/or your past. Those are things you have. But who you are is a spiritual being.
That's a big one. Once you truly know yourself as spirit, you stop looking for power outside. You realize the same power that created the universe is inside you.
And that's the foundation. Then you have to clear the channel. The blockages are mainly fear, unforgiveness, and a victim mentality.
Yeah, fear is the big one. He says fear contracts your energy and blocks the flow. But he doesn't tell you to eliminate fear. He says courage is acting in the presence of it.
Right. You feel it and move through it. Then unforgiveness. He calls it drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself, not condoning what happened.
I actually pushed back on that at first, but then I realized he's saying you're cutting the energetic cord to the past. You're saying, I refuse to carry this weight anymore.
That's the cleaning phase. Then comes the most transformative part. It's about spiritual authority.
Yeah. He says most people pray like beggars, but as spiritual beings, we've been given authority over our own domain. Think of a manager who directs the owner's resources.
So activation happens when you stop begging and start exercising that authority. And that's where decrees come in.
Decrees are not prayers of request. They're statements of fact. So instead of praying for peace, you declare, I am peace. Peace flows through me now.
It sounds bold, but he explains the mechanics. Your words carry creative power. You're not convincing God. You're aligning with the truth of who you are.
And then there's the emotional side. You can't decree abundance while feeling lack. Your emotions are the fuel. He calls it emotional congruence.
Yes. Before you speak a decree, you get into the feeling state of the answer. If you're declaring healing, you feel vitality in your body first.
That's not pretending. It's connecting with the spiritual reality before it shows up physically. That's the key that unlocks the door.
Then he tackles religious trauma. A lot of us grew up with guilt, shame, and the idea of an angry God. That programming blocks activation because you don't feel worthy.
He reframes the divine as a loving, supportive parent. He also says you don't need a human mediator. Your relationship with the divine is direct.
Right. And then he gets practical. You can activate health, finances, relationships, and purpose. The process is similar each time.
First, identify the false belief. For example, you might believe money is hard to get. Then replace it with a spiritual truth. The universe is abundant, and I'm a magnet for prosperity.
Then you decree that truth with authority and emotion. Finally, you take inspired action. Activation isn't a substitute for action. It's the power source for action.
That's such a helpful distinction. When you're activated, your actions come from flow, not struggle. You meet the right people and see opportunities.
He even covers setbacks. Challenges still happen. The difference is how you respond.
A passive person sees a challenge as punishment. An activated person sees it as a test of authority and a chance to grow. You stand firm and speak truth over the situation.
That's the mindset. It's about having unwavering faith in the face of contrary evidence.
I love that phrase. It's not about ignoring reality. It's about choosing to align with the unseen truth.
Then he wraps up with community and service. Activation isn't meant to be isolated. You become a source of light for others.
Yeah, he says find or create a community of like-minded activators. He also says to be generous. Giving is a declaration of trust in the flow of abundance.
So the whole book is really a call to spiritual adulthood. Stop waiting for a savior. The savior you've been waiting for is your true spiritual self.
That's demanding. It asks for radical responsibility. Stop blaming, start creating. Stop hoping, start knowing.
Exactly. So Sam, what's the one thing you're taking away from this?
I think it's the shift from passive to active. I used to pray for things and then just wait. Now I see that I have authority to speak truth over my life and take inspired action.
Yeah, and honestly, if you want to explore this more, the whole 7-Minute Books library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. The bottom line is that your activation code is already within you. The only question is whether you'll live as a passive observer or step into the co-creator you were meant to be. We'll see you in the next one.